This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend. Welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. So the rules of the of engagement for the program are pretty simple. First and foremost, you just text the word Mike or Michael to this number. In your phone, you type in 33103. That's the number. And then you start your message with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, you ask me anything. I read text messages all the time, every day, every single day, throughout the day. So it doesn't make any difference whether you're listening to me on the podcast, live, delayed, however. If you want to tell me something or ask me something, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Then I'd appreciate a follow on social media. Twitter's a lot of fun. My Twitter handle is, or I'm sorry, X. My X handle is at Michael Brown USA, so go follow me there. Facebook and Instagram are at Michael D. Brown, at Michael D. Brown. You can find the affiliates when they air the program, podcast, everything at this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. And I'd appreciate if you would subscribe to the podcast, search for whatever podcast app you use, doesn't make any difference, search for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. Then hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, and now you've got the weekend program that you're listening to now, and you get the weekday program, so you get 23 hours of Michael Brown. Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. That'll put you to sleep. Nothing else will. That will certainly put you to sleep. Governor Mike DeWine of Ohio vetoed a bill that would have prevented children from being allowed to transgender without parental consent. He vetoed that bill, and then he entered into an executive order that pretty much did the same thing. California schools, I mean, it's just, it's insane what we're doing. You know, we have I have, on the weekday program, I have several transgender people that listen to the program. And they will tell you that this push for, and I can't speak for all of them, but several of them have told me, that this, and I'm just grateful that they agree with me, that this push of pushing children into transgendering is insanity, utter insanity. You know, there's so many things that we don't let kids do. We don't let kids smoke. We don't let kids drink alcohol. We don't let kids drive. We don't let kids vote. So why is it that something that is, I don't want to diminish the dangers of alcohol or smoking, but we don't let them do that, but we'll let them go onto puberty blockers and put them on a path to where at some point they're going to have surgery and completely redo, well, they can't completely redo, but to the extent that modern medicine can, completely change their, well, they can't change their sex, but they're going to change the They're going to change the apparatus, if you will. They're going to change the plumbing. But seriously, how warped? I mean, truly, how warped would somebody have to be to encourage children to embrace sexual psychosis and lobby their parents for pharmaceutical agents that are intended to prevent normal development, which would then set them on track for lives ruined by severe psychiatric issues, warped enough to be running rampant through California public schools. And every time I think about these stories that I do that emanate from California, there's a reason I think it's important. Because as goes California, so will most other blue states eventually around the country. And the same can be said of New York or Illinois, or for that matter now, Colorado. Hayward Unified School District, that's located in the Bay Area, has 19,000 students from preschool to high school. They're actually directing students to watch films that promote transgenderism and highlight how treatments such as puberty blockers work. Now, you can call me an old fart, and I'm not going to be offended by it. But I remember watching the black and white films in the gymnasium with the coaches about how, you know, how babies are made. But now they're watching full color cinematic, probably 4K HD movies about, well, here's how you can change your gender, and here are the treatments you can take like puberty blockers, and here's how they work. One of the documents created by the Hayward Unified School District actually provides a guide to LGBTQ inclusive films, including one for those in fifth grade and up that aims to showcase the diversity of experiences of gender. The diversity of experiences of gender? And it centers around a 12-year-old girl who is not sure she wants to be a girl, a boy, or something in between when she grows up. That's not abnormal. And you need to let them mature. You need to let them struggle with that. Hormones are raging. They don't know. It's part of growing up, and quite frankly, that's part of parenting, is guiding them through all those hormonal changes. Now, to suggest that this 12-year-old girl has a choice in the matter is equivalent to encouraging her to debate whether she wants to be a human or an aardvark. And then egging her to, well, you want to be an aardvark? Then here's how you go eat ants. From the handout, to give her more time to decide, her doctor has put her on a medication that will suppress the hormones that are causing her body to change before she's ready. In other words, we're going to take the natural biological progression that a 12-year-old girl is going through, and we're going to give her... Now, you think about what kind of judgment a 12-year-old girl or a 12-year-old boy has about virtually anything. I would hope we would say that their judgment, their ability to make informed decisions, even about maybe what to eat, is not fully developed yet. They don't fully understand the concept of nutrition yet. Sweetheart, do you want the cheeseburger for lunch? Or do you want, the nice, healthy meal over here of quinoa and whatever else might be on the plate? I think I'd rather have the cheeseburger and fries. Hell's bells, I'm not developed enough to make that choice yet. So ready or not, nothing anybody does is going to prevent her body from aging, as surely as nothing will make her into anything other than a girl. Depraved fiends who make Doctors Mengele and Moray look almost wholesome by comparison can prevent her from developing normally, though, and it's encouraged in public schools. You know, in addition to children's innocent and futures, the Hayward public school system attacks the family as part of the broader liberal indoctrination campaign. Listen to this. The district's Safe and Inclusive Books program for elementary school students focuses on stories that include a range of themes, including different family structures, like two moms or two dads, and gender identity. Now, I don't care. In fact, my gay friends tell me that they feel like they've just been they've just been ostracized. The LGB part of LGBT, the LGB part, has been put over here back into the closet. I have no problem at all with, you know, learning about, oh, yes, Billy has two moms or Billy has two dads, because that's fairly normalized. But to tell them at the age of 12 that we can give you something that will stop your body from developing normally while you decide what you want to do? Hayward School District doesn't stop there. It goes even further into race. So Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on social media. Hang tight. Let's go to the Hayward School District's LGBTQIA plus document. That's next.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I always find these particular topics, talking about transgenderism, puberty blockers, everything, I always find these difficult to discuss. Because we've conflated homosexuality or bisexuality. We've conflated those sexual preferences, if you will. We've conflated sexual preferences, whether it's gay, straight, bi, whatever, with transgenderism. And I think they're wholly separate issues. And that's why I point out that it doesn't make any difference to me personally if the Hayward Public Schools wants to have a book in the library, or they've got a film, or the teachers talk about Billy has two moms or Billy has two dads. I don't care about that. What I do care about is that we are now taking children whom we should all agree don't have the judgmental capacity, the mental capacity, while they're going through these hormonal changes, to make a decision about things that are going to affect them for the entirety of their lives. I mean, most parents, I would like to think most parents, but maybe I'm wrong, but most parents wouldn't just let their kids just eat ice cream all day long, and that's all they ever ate was ice cream, because they're not going to get the nutrition they need. They're going to become obese. They're going to be sick because all they eat is ice cream. And kids love ice cream, assuming your kid loves ice cream. So why do we do something like start telling them, oh, we know you're struggling right now, and we know you're going through all these hormonal changes. You're a 12-year-old girl. You're a 12-year-old boy. And we understand all of that. But, hey, guess what? Do you want to just stop that? I think it goes in part. Just bear with me for a moment. I think it goes as part of this whole mentality that is enveloping, particularly this country, but I think other countries too, where we don't want anybody to have to suffer. We don't want anybody to have to struggle. We just think that the world ought to be risk-free, and that nobody ever ought to have to make a tough decision about something, or that somebody ought to struggle through, you know, a particularly difficult period in their life about anything. When indeed life is about struggle, and life is about having to make choices. But we want to take all that away. Now, if you want to live in a world like that, well, that nirvana does not exist. It's non-existent, at least physically on this earth. It's non-existent. Every child growing up struggles. Every adult that I've ever known in my entire life, I have and do know billionaires, and they've struggled. Even as they have accumulated all of their wealth, they have still struggled with issues in their lives. So money's not the answer. So why do we think that a child at the age of 12 that has confusion about their bodies, that, okay, well, quick, stop, Let's put them on a puberty blocker so they don't suffer for a while, when actually what we're doing is we're increasing their suffering. We're exacerbating their suffering. And it's insane that we're doing it. And it's even more insane that taxpayers are financing it through government-run schools. And it's not just the issue of transgenderism. Going back to the Hayward School District, a four-page document on inclusive, anti-biased, anti-racist, LGBTQIA plus titles and vendors, this is for K through 12 students, says that the district strives to be actively anti-racist by spending money at BIPOC-owned, women-owned, and LGBTQIA plus-owned businesses. Well, wait a minute, isn't that in and of itself racist? By saying that we are going to actively be anti-racist by spending taxpayer money on these particular businesses to the exclusion of other businesses? We've gone nuts. I don't think any functioning society would tolerate sickos who push sexual depravity on children. And then this whole idea, this whole, and I think the whole issue with Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard, has exposed that this idea that we're going to put everybody into some sort of vertical based on sexual preference, based upon their income or their economic status or their racial, their skin pigmentation, some whatever, we're going to put everybody into those categories, and then somehow we're going to try to equalize everything out by force, as opposed to teaching everyone at a young age that we're all created equal and we should treat everybody equal, and that by trying to somehow force, by saying we're going to spend taxpayer dollars on LGBTQIA plus owned businesses or women owned businesses or BIPOC owned businesses to the exclusion of other businesses is utter insanity. But that's what we're doing. And the Hayward School District has pledged $40 million to develop and implement an ethnic studies curriculum, and more recently agreed to spend over $90,000 on a liberated ethnic studies curriculum. The clear objective is to desecrate and destroy Western civilization. We might as well just let the Chi-Coms educate the next generation, as if they aren't already doing that through TikTok. Just utter insanity. Total insanity. Speaking of insanity, did you hear about Compton? Speaking of California again, yeah. Straight out of Compton. Coming up next, it's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Traveling for the holidays? Pure Talk has you covered, because they just added international roaming to over 30 countries. That's right, whether you're making calls from the Vatican or on a beach in the Bahamas, you're covered. From the steps of Buckingham Palace or your villa in Santorini, you can dial away. And here's the best part, there's no rate increase. Pure Talk still saves the average family almost $1,000 a year, with plans starting at just $20 a month. And they put you on America's most dependable 5G network, so the coverage is second to none. Stop dragging your feet. Switch to Pure Talk, a veteran-owned wireless company with simply the best U.S. customer service team. Now with international roaming to over 30 countries. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say the keyword save now to make the switch. And you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Again, dial #250 and say save now to start saving on wireless now.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howell, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
I got things to do here. I'm taking my grandson and my granddaughter. My wife and I are taking our two grandkids that live here out to dinner tonight. And I'm trying to make a reservation during the break, and my producer in Los Angeles, Damien, is giving me a hard time, and I'm starting to get pissed off about it. He's threatening me. I'm filing a complaint. I'm calling HR. You know what's funny about that, Damien? Trying to find HR. Those are facts. That's facts right there. I could spend the rest of the day trying to find the HR number. So I saw this story, and when I first saw it, it comes out of Compton, California. So that's all I got to say about that. We're all getting in trouble, apparently. But I saw this story, and it's one of the stories where you can just kind of hear it in the background, and you don't pay any attention to it, until I heard this. And it was that somebody had driven a car, and we'll get to the car because I think this is funny too, had driven the car into a bakery to do a smash and grab. Now, my brain immediately goes to a bakery. Now, the bakery that's closest to me is actually just one of these fancy donut shops. And I love donuts. I don't eat them very often, but occasionally I'll sneak one in or here or there. And I'm thinking, man, would I be desperate enough for a maple bar or, a chocolate donut to go do a smash and grab at a bakery? So I'm laughing and I'm thinking, well, eventually I got to dig into the story and find out what's going on. Now, think about this. I support law enforcement, but I also call out bad cops when cops do bad things. But to a great degree, local cops are getting marginalized, and the marginalized become ever more entitled. Well, in Los Angeles, I think they've probably achieved some sort of liberal utopia now. Because good luck trying to be a capitalist, a capitalist oppressor, because all capitalists must be oppressors, just trying to run a business. From the story, a mob of more than 100 looters purposefully crashed. I'm sorry, I just find this so, I don't know why I find it funny, I just find it funny. But a mob of over 100 looters purposefully crashed a Kia into a small bakery in Compton, California. Now, I don't know why I find it funny that it's a Kia, but I mean, couldn't it have been, I don't know, just something other than a Kia? Because now every time I see a Kia on the road, I'm going to think, oh, there's a car that could go do a smash and grab. And when I think of smash and grabs, guess what I think of? Now, I've thought this through, and I'm not going to do it, but wouldn't you want to do a smash and grab I'm not going to do it at the Apple store, right? Because if you do a smash and grab at the Apple store, what's Apple going to do? I mean, same thing I can do. You steal my phone, or I lose my phone, and I can't find it on the Find My app. I'm gonna brick it. I'm gonna wipe it and make it totally useless to whomever has stolen my phone. Well, Apple's gonna do that for every iPad and every laptop and every phone that a smash and grab at an Apple store does. So I always laugh when I see the smash and grabs at an Apple store. So I'm gonna check that one off. I'm not gonna do the smash and grab at an Apple store. Then I think, okay, jewelry. I bought my wife for Christmas a really nice necklace. Yes. I mean, really nice necklace. So maybe I'll do a smash and grab at a jewelry store. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute. Some of those items have serial numbers on them. You know, if a nice Tag Heuer watch, a Rolex, whatever it might be, a Longines watch, or, some single, individual diamonds, they're going to be serialized. So when I take it to the pawn shop, the police department has probably already put out the information of be on the lookout for these serialized items. You know, some goober named Michael Brown's going to go try to pawn them off. So now I've got to rule out the jewelry store. Then I think, well, okay, I consider myself to be a real aficionado when it comes to fashion. That's where you're supposed to laugh. So maybe I'll go do a smash and grab at a clothing store. Well, how much, and I've seen them do that. And I've seen them take the black bags and stuff them full of clothes. And I think,
really, if you get arrested, you might have, depending on what, you know, maybe you're doing a smash and grab at Burberry. Maybe you're doing a smash and grab at Gucci. So maybe you fill a, you know, you fill a bag full of Gucci items. You got some pretty good, stuff there. In fact, the problem with doing a smash and grab at a Gucci or a Burberry store is if you do get caught, you're probably well over the amount that it's going to be a felony. So is it really worth it? Nah, so that's not worth it. And I don't want to do a smash and grab at the Goodwill because, well, my tastes are a little higher than the Goodwill. I'm going to be a snob here. So now I'm kind of down to, well, what? They purposely crashed the Kia into a small bakery in Compton before they flooded in and ransacked the store during a night of rampage on the streets earlier this week. All I could think about was a bakery. And then I saw a picture of it. It's a storefront along a street. It's an old kind of stucco-like building, and it's a Mexican bakery. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. It's Ruben's Bakery and Mexican Food. So you're in to steal the tortillas. You're in to steal the sopapillas. You're in to steal the chips and salsa. I mean, what are you doing? This is how crazy our society has gotten. And it's how crazy I think it is. Now, the same means of entry has been used in Chicago, so let's don't just pick on L.A., which now has a mayor who sides with the mobs of the looters openly. Yes, the mayor in Chicago is on the side of the looters. The thieves had gathered, this is from the story in the L.A. Times, The thieves had gathered in the area for an illegal street takeover around 3 o'clock in the morning Tuesday before making the mile-long trek to Ruben's Bakery and Mexican Food. So you drove a mile deliberately tight, because when I saw the picture of the storefront, there are also stores on both sides, but they targeted Ruben's Bakery and Mexican Food. Now, this might be why in the olden days the streets were policed rather than left to just, you know, lowlifes that are going to go out and, you know, do a smash and grab at a bakery. The folks that owned this place had owned it for like 40 years. How could they ever possibly imagine or predict that this would happen to them?
2:30 this morning near North Santa Fe Avenue and El Segundo Boulevard, LA Sheriff's deputies say it started with a street takeover at this intersection and then led to this. One of those cars from the street takeover breaking down those gates. And then more than 100 people began looting the business. You can see here they started grabbing anything they could, money and food items. The owner of the store told our breaking news photographers that the thieves stole all the money. Now when deputies arrived, all the looters scattered and left that behind.
Of course, by the time the cops had arrived, all the looters had absconded and this video shows the inside of the store. And there were bags of chips, and there were some baked goods, and of course there were a couple of cash registers, so they probably got some cash, but I can't imagine they got that much cash. This society is just devolving into chaos everywhere, utterly everywhere. I have a friend whose daughter still lives and works in D.C., and she is literally afraid to drive her car because of the number of carjackings in D.C. So I would just suggest that anybody planning to do a smash and grab, you might want to think once, twice, maybe even three times about where you go. And maybe this is it. Maybe they deducted that, well, we can't smash and grab the Gucci or the Burberry store. We don't really want to do the jewelry store. And Michael Brown's explained to us that, you know, we're wasting our time at the Apple store. So what's left? The bakery. Yep. Smash and grab the bakery. You know, here in Colorado, it's 12:43 in the afternoon, and it's been a while since I've had breakfast. So I might just leave and go do a smash and grab at the McDonald's. Yeah. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Oh, Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim and Lenny Matthews for our show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., brought to you by KNS Staffing Solutions.
530-605-4517.
Appreciate everybody tuning in to the Weekend with Michael Brown. I really do, you know, this show's a lot of fun, and I appreciate everybody listening. And don't forget to send me text messages And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. You know the rules of engagement. You need to do all of that. But closing out the program today, I'm going to bring my producer in L.A., Damien, on air. Because Damien and I have been laughing about this story since before the show started. Because I said I'm going to talk about this story out of Compton, or ask me if I think I asked Damien. I think, how did this start, Damien? I think I asked if you'd heard the story or something.
Yeah, you asked me, did I hear about the story that happened?
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I'm explaining to Damien about this smash and grab and about a bakery. He starts asking me all these questions. And then Damien's got really some good points that, now I know that I'm the talent and that Damien's the producer. But Damien thought about some things that I hadn't thought about. And during the break, I said, this story came from KCAL and the Los Angeles Times, and the video I played, the audio that you heard, came from the local CBS affiliate. I stopped it at 5 seconds, and I told Damien during the break, I said, I can see there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I can see the backside of the Kia. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, maybe about 15 people. And of the 15 people, they all have hoodies on. But I could probably, if I was forced to, if I was a cop, I could blow it up and identify maybe 3 people, maybe 4 at the most. And so I was telling Damien that. And then Damien had some great points about movie theaters and Ring cameras. What say you, Mr. Producer?
So I said, at the end of the day, some of these folks that are out here robbing are not too intelligent. The reason why I say they're not too intelligent is because I feel like they haven't gone to the movies.
And this is the best point of all, because they haven't gone to the movies.
The movies will tell you some of the things that you need to know. You brought up earlier about going to the jewelry store and knowing that they have serial numbers in some of the items.
Yeah.
If you go to the movies, you will see that they put that in there to let you know. If you go to the movies, you don't take your own car to a smash and grab.
So let's stop there for a moment. So I hadn't thought about it, because I'm just laughing about the fact that it's a Kia. Then you and I are talking in the break about the Kia, and I have this, like, aha moment. Wait a minute. Isn't Kia one of the most easily stolen cars in the country? To which you said,
Hondas, Toyotas, and Kias are the most stolen in the country.
And the Kias, I think, are so easily stolen that Kia is now giving owners, like, the lock that goes on the steering wheel, and they're doing things. Kia itself is trying to fix the problem. So, yeah, they stole the Kia, didn't they?
They stole the Kia. But, again, if you know you do a smash and grab at the bakery, you guys all run. As you run, we all know cameras are everywhere. You think, oh, I got away. You walking down the street, you finally take the hoodie off, they get you on a Ring camera. Ring well, cameras are everywhere now.
Right. And they got the cameras on the street lights. They got the cameras everywhere. Plus the fact that in the KCLA story, you can even see people's faces there. So just watch. The cops just have to watch the news, and they can identify you.
Again, I go back to Mike, watch the movies. They tell you if you go take off your mask, go in a crowded area. Go somewhere where it's crowded. Blend in, then take the mask off. Only if you watch the movies.
Only if you watch the movies. So here's Damien's life lesson for all of you in the audience, all across the country right now, that have been thinking about doing smash and grabs. Go to the movies. Watch the movies before you go do your smash and grab.
Yes.
And in fact, forget public education. Don't even go to school anymore. Just go to the movies.
Because the movies is going to teach you more than what you're going to get in public education. Trust me.
But wait a minute. You got your 2 little girls in school. Now, are you going to take them to the movies and say, here are the life lessons that you need to learn?
Oh, no, yes. I tell them, look here, don't be this stupid. Don't do this. Would you talk to me first before you do it so I can give you the pros and the cons?
You're telling your girls that if you got an idea, come and tell dad first, because dad's going to tell you that's really stupid and here are the five reasons why that's stupid.
Absolutely.
So you're a good parent.
And then I'm going to tell you, then I'm going to say, hey, you know what? That's a great idea. You should try this instead.
Or if you don't believe me, sweethearts, dad's going to take you to the movies this weekend. And if you don't believe me, watch the movie.
Watch the movies. I mean, you know a great movie to watch? If you have not seen it yet.
What?
The Italian Job.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great movie.
That'd be a great one. Exactly.
Great movie.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay, well, how about, since this happened in Compton, would Straight Out of Compton teach you anything?
Oh, no. Yeah, it'd teach some folks not to walk around Compton. That's what it would teach you.
Not to walk around Compton.
With certain colors on.
Oh, okay. With certain colors on.
Yes.
All right. Or maybe a dumb white guy like me shouldn't walk around Compton.
Oh, no. It's gentrified now, so you can do it.
Oh, it is. So you now know there are ring cameras all around.
Oh, absolutely.
So these are the dumb people in Compton.
And that's why I say, just make sure you have the right colors on. Just know, go again, watch the movie.
Watch the movies and learn what colors to wear.
See, you catch it on, Mike. You catch it on.
See, I'm learning. See, you think I'm just a dumb guy. I'm learning here. I might be the talent, but I'm learning. So if I'm going to do the smash and grab in Compton, I got to steal a Kia first or a Honda. Maybe I prefer a Honda. So I got to steal a Honda. And then I got to make sure I have certain colors on. My hoodie's a certain color. Don't take my hoodie off until I get what? Back to San Diego?
Make sure you get back to your house.
Back to
no,
my
no,
house.
No, okay. Don't go to your house. Go somewhere. Go just to your friend's house.
Thanks for tuning in with The Weekend with Michael Brown. There are the lessons about how to do smash and grabs. Tune in next week. I'll see you then.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.